Potpourri. Willkommen, welcome, bienvenue. Gedanken, Thoughts, Ideen, Leben, Life, Spaßiges, Plaisir, Interviews, Wissenschaft, Musik, Reisen, Traveling, Voyage, Sprache, Languages, Langue.
Sage ich mal herzlich willkommen zu Potpourri. Das ist wieder euer Florian. Hello and welcome to Potpourri. This is Florian. Bonjour tout le monde à Potpourri. C'est Florian. As always, the first few words in English. Today's episode is going to be in English, so pretty much everybody can stay tuned. And I will be talking about my recent experiences here in Australia. So, meine Lieben, jetzt auch endlich mal wieder eine Folge von mir. 2 Monate ist her. Ich weiß schon gar nicht mehr, wie mein Podcast heißt. Ich glaube, Potpourri, genau. So war das. Und ich werde heute auf Englisch erzählen über meine kürzlichen Erfahrungen in Australien. Auch ein bisschen aufholen, was so sonst so geschehen ist. Jetzt noch schnell auf Französisch. Bonjour tout le monde. Bienvenue à Potpourri. C'est un peu longtemps que ça durait qu'il y aurait eu un autre épisode, mais bon, je m'en fiche, j'avais plein de choses à faire. Je suis de retour et je vais parler au sujet de l'Australie aujourd'hui. So, aber erst noch ein bisschen Business. Ich möchte erstmal dem Markus Käs mal wieder einen Kniefall bieten. Wir hatten nämlich dieses wunderschöne Cover, oder wie auch immer man das nennt, Icon, gemacht für Potpourri, dass ihr jetzt, wenn ihr auch ganz tolle iPods habt, dann könnt ihr das sehen oder in iTunes. Es sieht geil aus, ich bin super glücklich. Markus, vielen Dank. Ich kann ihm mal wieder um den Hals fallen. Es ist wunderschön. Ansonsten möchte ich noch Chrissy grüßen und dann möchte ich auch noch Rebecca grüßen, aber das machen wir dann alles später. Ich glaube, wir gehen jetzt erstmal medias res, denn ich habe hier einen Gast heute, den Christian. Alright, now we switch back to English, and I shall welcome Christian. Hello, Christian.
Hello, Florian. How are you?
I'm very fine, thanks. So we're both in Australia now, and it's a nice place, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I like it.
What's the first thing that pops into your head when you think of Australia now?
Oh, I think when I think of Australia, the first thing that pops in my head is the sun, the friendly people, and the amazing landscape, especially at the Great Ocean Road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And most definitely, well, even the coast is very beautiful. So I like university here.
So you pretty much like everything. I think
that's
pretty much like me.
Exactly.
So just a quick word about me. I'm here in Australia now to do my diploma, right?
Yes.
Which I am working on writing it about little robo dogs playing soccer.
Oh, okay.
I will have some more details on that later, but not in this podcast, as it needs to be on board, I think. But anyway, I've been here now 3.5 weeks, and me myself also loves this place. So what about Christian?
Yeah. So Christian has been here now for 3 months.
You're talking
months.
About yourself in the third person. That's kind of strange.
Oh no, it isn't quite strange. I sometimes do that, especially when I'm talking about myself. And sometimes.
Oh, okay.
I just enjoy that. And yeah. So as I said, I've been here for 3 months. I've already made a lot of experiences. I've been to several towns here,
mm-hmm.
And
like
Sydney, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Melbourne.
Where is that? What is Sydney? I think I know. Where was Sydney? Wasn't that it's not the capital. Where was Sydney again?
Sydney. Maybe somewhere along the coast.
Yeah.
Might that be?
Anyway, it's a nice place, I guess.
Yeah, it's a nice place, yeah. The only thing that might annoy people is that every time...
No, I just fix your microphone here, sorry.
That every time you want to get from the airport to the highway, you have to ride through the whole of the town.
Yes.
And it takes you about 30 minutes to 1 hour to get there.
Yes.
That's quite annoying, but in general...
I'm just sorry, guys, I'm just fixing Christian's microphone. There we go, perfect.
Now we got it. Yeah, but Sydney, definitely places to see. Yeah. I enjoyed there.
Yeah. How are the women?
The women, as everyone in Australia, very beautiful.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah, true.
Yeah. But as I know, you don't really have the preference for Australian women, do you?
I have the preference for all women, I guess.
Yeah, I have the preference
I'm
for
very
all
diplomatic.
Anyway,
by the way, we're just having a Carlton cold. Cheers.
Cheers.
A little stubby here. Sorry, that probably gives us the explicit rating in iTunes. Guys drinking beer while having a podcast.
Would you like to have a cigarette, by the way?
No, thanks. I'm not smoking. But I can offer you some beautiful snus from my...
Oh, that's very kind of you, but I'd rather stick with my cigarettes because they already provide my body with sufficient nicotine.
Right. I think with the cigarette we can associate a little hello to my dear friend in... what was it called? I know his name. His name's Georg. You don't know him. Georg is one of the mainstays of German podcast.
Shall I go for a cigarette till you get it?
What do you mean? Don't you have your cigarettes here?
Yes, I have, but I thought you might need some time to think that over.
No. So Georg, he smokes a lot of cigarettes as well, especially when doing podcasts, if I remember that. And I just associated cigarettes with Christa. With Georg. So, hi Georg. Now back to Australia. So,
back to Australia.
Get your cigarettes. You're fine.
Oh, that's all right.
So we were just flying from Newcastle, where we're staying, to Melbourne. With the
it was
Easter.
Amazing. It was so great. It was such a unique experience.
Stepping into that airplane.
Stepping into that airplane. Flying for 1 hour. Getting out. Stepping out in another town. Love it.
Well, that's not the lovely, amazing part. The lovely, amazing part then...
that you experienced.
Was... No, okay. That we experienced was Melbourne.
Melbourne, where we met some nice girls.
Oh, yes, two lovely ladies, Eva and Iris. Hi to Eva and Iris, if you ever happen to hear this. Thanks for taking us around. We watched the Anzac Parade together. Anzac as an Australian and New Zealand Army Corps.
Yeah.
They fought, that's the Australian and New Zealand armies which fought for the Allied side in World War I and World War II, lost terribly many people. And they have once a year their ceremony to commemorate those people. And that happened to be the day we were in Melbourne, and they always have a big parade. And there was marching bands and everything, and I took about a gazillion of photos, which you can see on my Flickr account. Florian's got a new Flickr account. I shall put the link in the comment of this iPod podcast at some stage. But anyway, and
initially, then you got also celebrate the veterans from World War First, but all veterans which have fought for Australia and New Zealand in the wars, like Second World War, First World War. War in Vietnam.
Vietnam too, true, there was a lot of... Yeah.
So there were not only old people, but also sometimes people were just wonder whether they have really taken part in a war.
As in little kids dressed in horrible pink suits. But
Or maybe some guys named like Knappenaufschalt. Knappen from B4B.
It is a very serious march, and we should have fun of it, but it had a tiny little bit of carnival.
It has a tiny little bit of carnival. I especially remember you making fun of these people. What do you say?
There was this one guy, he had this kind of
Terminator
pace. He was walking and moving and looking like Terminator. But I think it was just a veteran with a broken hip or something. Okay,
the best thing was that. But
it's not. I'm shit.
Yeah, you said that when this guy was just passing by.
We all had a laugh. He cried. But okay. we're more serious now.
Okay, so, this is a serious podcast. So
yeah. So we had a nice night out. Hey there.
There you go.
That's bad.
How are you?
We had a nice night out in Melbourne after that, and then we grabbed our little Hyundai Getz, and we did the Great Ocean Road. So yeah. At this point, I have to say hi to Rebecca, which is a very good friend of mine, which I met in Stuttgart. She was an internship doing. Actually, you guys all know her. I had my last podcast with her. You remember Rebecca from Was Frauen Wollen? Anyway, so hi to this Rebecca. And she has been to Australia before me, and she really recommended that Great Ocean Road, and so I did it. And Rebecca, thanks for recommending it. It's a beautiful trip. Everybody else that plans on having a trip to Australia, please do the Great Ocean Road for Rebecca and me. It's a beautiful thing. I shall put some photos
as well. Rarely so many places where you can take so many photos of.
So what spot along the road did you most enjoy?
The place I most enjoyed was definitely the 12 Apostles.
Yeah.
Okay, nowadays there are only six, but... we've been watching the beautiful sunset there.
It was beautiful. The only thing that was lacking was...
the girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Women. But that's okay. We were two guys. We shared the common thought. We shared the beauty. We hugged. Did we hug? Not sure, actually.
Oh.
We should have. We should have. But it was a beautiful sight. And so we carried on from the Great Ocean Road. We stayed in Port Campbell, had a few odd happenings there, which I do not want to tell in public. I shall tell it to you in private. There were definitely a few strange things happening in Port Campbell. So if you ever happen to stay in Port Campbell, watch out.
Beware.
Beware. And so the next day, which was actually this morning, we got up and drove all the way here to... what's it called? Mount Gambier.
Mount Gambier.
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 Gamsbier.
Gamsbier.
And we are staying in a...
jail accommodation.
Oh, it was a jail until 1995, it says in the long plan.
Yeah.
And we seriously are staying in proper cells.
In proper cells, which are still cell-locking.
You don't get it. Yeah, you do get out. Yeah. And we're actually sitting in the courtyard of the jail right now, so we're sort of confined. There's this big thing above us, and which keeps us from climbing outside, and everything else is sort of schwedische Gardinen everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's a bit dodgy, but the Herbergsvater, the guy who runs it, he's a very, very nice guy.
Yeah, it has a special sort of flair here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the air. It's kind of filtered, isn't it? Oh, we met this lovely girl from Scotland. Steve, by the way, hi to Steve. Maybe you remember Steve. I had a podcast with him, this Scottish podcast, which was actually my last night in Ireland, a few episodes back. And I thought Steve had a bad Scottish accent. He didn't. This probably was the worst Scottish accent I ever heard. But I loved it. She was lovely. She was really nice.
Yeah, that's true.
She's working as a female therapist. But who cares? Anyway. Right. So I had better not keep you too much because I think it might be boring and gibberish.
We should get it over.
Get over and done with it?
Yes, I think.
That was a long thought. Okay, alright, so I had better close this podcast.
Yeah, it was very nice to meet you.
Well, we're still meeting.
Yeah, we're still
meeting. We still got a day. So what's our plan for tomorrow?
So we're going to Adelaide.
Yes, and then?
And then when we're in Adelaide, we'll have a look at the town.
Yes.
And enjoy the nightlife of Adelaide. Mm-hmm. And look for good backpackers.
Yep.
And hopefully enjoy the company of...
The Adelaideans.
The Adelaideans?
The Adelaideans.
Yeah.
And then we will stay another day there. We fly out back on Sunday.
Yeah.
And if we're drunk enough, we might just as well have another podcast at some stage. If not, I shall say goodbye for now. I will keep up the pace with the podcast. I just have one big excuse why I didn't produce any podcasts. I didn't have a laptop until very recently. I finally got my new laptop now, and I probably will...
which Florin is very happy with.
Well, I'm very fond of it, yes. It's a MacBook Pro. It's a kick-ass one. It's an Apple. It's my Switch. I'm all excited, but I probably will have another episode on that as well. My new experiences with my Mac. Anyway,
Okay, this so let me have a last word.
Yes, please.
Until the next time when Florian is going to enjoy his MacPod once again.
MacBook Pro.
Okay, yes, that's very you. Important for you.
Yes.
So
well, not for me, for the Mac community, I guess.
For the Mac community. Yes. Okay, then thanks for the invitation and see you another time.
Yes.
And enjoy your stay here in Australia. Enjoy your ride to Adelaide.
Yes, I hope to enjoy the company. And Christian is a nice guy. You have to meet him if you ever get to meet Christian. He's a nice guy.
Okay, I'll return that to you. And simply goodbye to everyone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Goodbye. Alors, tout le monde, au revoir, ihr lieben Deutschen, tschüssi. Und jetzt kommt, ich beende das immer mit diesem ganz fiesen Tschü. Was übrigens geklaut ist, muss ich an dieser Stelle sagen, das habe ich vom Tim geklaut, meinem besten Kumpel aus Magdeburg-Zeiten. Und der hat sich nämlich immer so verabschiedet. Und zwar...